The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In today's gospel, Jesus speaks to his disciples and he uses two very familiar analogies for us as Christians. He tells his disciples, he tells us who are called by baptism to be his disciples in our world today, that we are salt, that we are light. The thing about salt and light is that for them to have an impact, for them to have their essence, they have to be utilized in a way that they maintain what's going to give them the maximum impact. For instance, if salt loses its flavor, no matter how much you add to food, it's going to have no change in the dish. It won't become savory. It will remain rather bland. Light, if it's hidden, obstructed, concealed, it doesn't matter how bright it is, it's not going to have the impact to lighten a room. Rather, the room will remain rather dark or shadowy. Someone said, it's kind of like the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl, if there aren't commercials, it's really not the Super Bowl. It's part of what goes there. In other words, as Christians, we can profess that we believe all that we want. We can say that we have a personal relationship with Christ and have a rather vibrant prayer life. But if our faith doesn't have an impact, doesn't make a difference, doesn't touch our world beyond our hearts or beyond our local community of faith, then somehow it's like salt that's lost its taste or light that has been placed under a bushel basket. It's not doing what it was made to do. So we remember Pope Francis' words of caution that we need to resist the temptation to be a self-referential church. That is, we can't turn in on ourselves and embrace an attitude of contentment as long as our needs are being met, as long as the church makes sure that we have our sacraments, have our masses, have those things to help our spiritual lives. No, we can't be content with that. Rather, we as church, not just as institution, but as body of believers, need to be diligent in letting that faith have an impact beyond our boundaries, beyond our doors. It needs to trickle into, seep into our community. And as we define church in its broadest sense, it means it needs to have reach to the farthest corners of the world. It's not a concept that's altogether unfamiliar to us here at St. John's. We have a well-established partnership with two parishes with small schools in Jamaica, in the Diocese of Mandeville. Two parishes in the remotest part of a rather remote diocese on that island nation. We've seen the results. Families who have moved into homes constructed by our missionaries who go there. We see the children using the supplies and the textbooks that we raise money for and we supply for them. We know we have a principal there who was able to complete her degree because of the generosity of people who sponsored that school from this very parish. We know every week where we have literally throughout the year hundreds and hundreds of people who come to our doors here and are ministered to by our St. Vincent de Paul Society, giving much needed food, assistance with utilities so that they can avoid cutoff notices, or even avoiding eviction, helping them get caught up on their rent, or maybe helping in other ways. We know it well when we fill a bus and several and others drive down to Washington to march to stand up for the most vulnerable among us at the annual March for Life. We know it well with those who travel into Baltimore to volunteer at Our Daily Bread, or who diligently, faithfully make casseroles that can go down to feed the hungry. But you know, those are things that we often can see. We can't fall into the trap that if we can't see it, fool ourselves into thinking that it doesn't exist. You know, this time of year, we always focus on the Archbishop's annual appeal. Some of you may have already gotten a mailing from the Archbishop. And I remember back, the appeal started when I was a recently ordained priest. I was assigned at a parish in Hagerstown, Maryland. And you know, anytime you'd say Baltimore there, you may as well have said Zimbabwe. It's kind of the same thing. If they're not far away apart on the map equally, they certainly are consciously in terms of mentality. It's not right there. You don't always see it. But I remember that was the first challenge for me, at least it got into my mind about what the broadness of what it means to be part of a larger community that has an impact that goes throughout most of the state of Maryland. The Archbishop's appeal funds, it fuels many vital ministries in education, in evangelization, in service and outreach, feeding the hungry, caring for the sick, ministering to those in prison, taking care to those who are hungry. You know, some children have not a chance of a decent education in the neighborhoods in which they live, that have the possibility of going to a Catholic school, to where they have a chance to make a difference in life. Some parishes that don't have the resources that we often take for granted here have been able to fund and initiate programs or positions such as youth ministers or directors of religious education where they might not have had them otherwise. So I know that that can sometimes stretch us a little bit. But it calls us beyond being self-referential or focusing in on just what's local here to something that has an impact well beyond. Now, every year, we tend to seem to meet our goal, at least ever since I've been a part of this parish. We always exceed it and have done so, you know, in remarkable ways due to so many folks' generosity. As a matter of fact, I noticed this week that already over $30,000 has been pledged towards our $160,000 goal, and this is the first time we've even mentioned it. You know, one of the things we want to do is to make sure that we keep doing that, because we are having an impact in our diocese. When we reach our goal, up to that point, 25% comes back as a parish share, 50% for anything above that goal. What we do with that parish share, we put a little bit for emergency capital repairs. We put a little bit to help our local youth ministry program here. We put some more that gets matched by the Archdiocese to help families afford their tuition here at St. John the Evangelist School. But we put a nice chunk with a sister parish of St. Joseph's Monastery Parish in Southwest Baltimore, a a parish that is struggling but is actually seeing some growth because they're investing in their community and making a real difference. And we put a good bit of that money also into our Jamaica outreach so that we can continue to support that good work that we're doing down in Jamaica. We're making a real impact. And so next week, when you have an opportunity to make your pledge to the Archbishop's appeal, I really pray that you'll make a contribution, that you'll stand up for that, to stand with our Archbishop, to stand with our diocese, to really make an impact here. You know, sometimes people say, well, all of those people being served, they're not all Catholic, are they? And, you know, certainly they're not. And we always need to remember that we do what we do, not because they're Catholic, but because we are. That's our call as Christians, to be salt, to be light, to make a difference, to make an impact, whether it's right here in our backyard where we see so much going on that is so good, or whether it may be a little distant, making a little distance from here, but making an equal impact in the lives of some people we might never even meet face to face, but to know that we made their life a little better. We made their parish a little stronger. We made their way of living a little bit more than it might have been otherwise. So I encourage you to join me in responding in one way that we've said that we are called to be disciples, that is sharing our gifts and consciously serving others to really make that difference, to be that salt, to be that light. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you all.